Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion. I'm here today talking with John Papa about his new course, JS Render Fundamentals. John is a well-known former senior technical evangelist for Microsoft on the Silverlight and Windows 8 client teams. He's a Microsoft regional director and author of 100 articles, more than 100 articles, and 10 books, specializing in professional application development with technologies, including Windows, HTML5, JavaScript, CSS, Silverlight, WPF, C#, .NET, and SQL Server. Thanks for talking with me today, John.
Hey, how you doing, Fritz?
Doing well, thanks. So your new course here, JS Render Fundamentals. This is a course on JS Render, which is a client-side templating engine for JavaScript. I thought it'd be good if we could just get an idea of what the library provides. Like, what is templating in general? Like, when should you reach for this library? And how is it going to make your life better?
That's a good question, because I always like to start out with, why would you even want to bother with any technology in the first place? What's it good for? So when you're using templating in general, the reason you might be using that was if you're developing some kind of web page, and on that web page you want to render out a lot of data. Maybe it's repetitive data especially. So think of like a list of items somewhere where you've got like a list of, maybe it's a cell phone store where you're selling cell phones, you're repeating them over and over again. Or even just a single region on a page where you've got some kind of information like an employee address information, and you're going to render it out in a certain way. What you have there is you have three things. You've got source data, which is the data that comes out of your maybe AJAX service. You've got your target data, which is what's up on the screen. And then you've got an area to put this in, some kind of a container, like a div in HTML. And when those three things come into play, you can use a lot of jQuery or JavaScript to pull and push that data. But one thing that templating engines do is they allow you to say, here's what that area is going to look like. And if it's just a single area, like an address, you can say, this is what that address is going to look like. Please template the data and push it from this object to the screen. Or if it's a list of items, you can say, loop through this data and then repeat this in this region here and create a list of these items. So templating really reduces a lot of that manual push and pull of data for you.
And one thing I've noticed personally in website development is that more and more things are happening on the client these days. So with all the advances in HTML5 and CSS3, you tend to want to pull data from your server asynchronously and then render it on the page, whereas in the past we did much more of that work on the server. So it's becoming more and more relevant, I think.
It really is, and I think that's one of the reasons you're seeing so many different kinds of JavaScript libraries in general. And even in the templating libraries, there's many of them out there. One of them actually is the predecessor to this one, JS Render. The predecessor was jQuery templates. So JS Render is actually replacing jQuery templates.
Right. Why don't we go there a little bit? Could you sort of give us the history behind JS Render and what its current state is in terms of release?
Sure. And really, the nutshell is JS Render currently is in a beta state, but it's been a beta for a couple months, and it's actually very, very stable. I think right now, Boris Moore, the creator of it, when I last spoke with him, he's almost ready. It might actually be by the time that this airs, might be ready to go live. But basically, with JS Render, it came out this year, and it was built on top of the same fundamentals that jQuery Templates is built on. And that's significant because jQuery Templates was the premier templating engine that the jQuery team, jQuery UI team, and then Boris Moore and Microsoft and a bunch of other companies really got behind. It's probably the most popular templating engine. And it has some of the same things in common with things like Mustache and Underscore and some of the other really popular templating engines too. But the biggest difference between all those engines and JS Render is JS Render solves one of the big problems a lot of templating engines have, and that is it is very, very, very fast. So it's completely string-based manipulation. There's no DOM manipulation whatsoever. So it works in any browser at all, and it's pure string-based, so it's fast as heck.
And by string-based, what you mean is it's basically constructing these larger blocks of HTML that then get injected into the DOM in a single shot, is that right, as opposed to incrementally building it up?
Exactly, and a poor man's version of this would be, remember the days of web development where it was very common to create all your HTML on the server in a big string and then just response.write it?
Yep.
That's kind of what JS Render is doing for you, but on the client side, so it's really fast. And it's under the cover, so you don't really notice it's happening. You just say, give me this template, render to a string, and insert it in the DOM at this location.
Great. The other thing I thought might be useful is perhaps you could walk us through what's involved with bringing JS Render into a project and maybe a brief introduction to the syntax. I know we can't, you know, show much here, but if you could just describe what the process is of creating a template and then binding it to a set of data.
Sure. The simplest way to create a template, honestly, is to create a string. You just create a variable in JavaScript, you create a string, and then all the JS Render syntax is denoted by the I call them mustache or the squiggly braces, the double squiggly braces. Mm-hmm. So anything inside of double squiggly braces is going to be JS Render syntax. And the simplest thing to do is maybe you have a value in a JSON object that's bound with JS Render, and maybe it's first name. So you could say open squiggly braces, colon means display or render, and then the value of first name. So squiggly braces, colon, first name, end squiggly braces. And if you put that inside of a string and then use the JS Render engine to render it out to a div, that'll actually print the name of that value out from whatever the source object is.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned putting it into a string. Can you also have this kind of statically on your page somewhere so that you can do a little bit of layout and then just have the JS Render engine use that as part of its rendering process?
Absolutely. The three most common ways to do it are strings. You can put it inside of a script tag on the page, which is if you're going to use it once, or probably a more common way to do it in a larger enterprise app, which I show in the course, is how to put them in external files so you can pull them in as needed. Which is really great because then you get the full Visual Studio or whatever IDE editor you're going to use. You get that IntelliSense in there.
Hmm, great. Okay, the other thing we were chatting about before this that I wanted to bring up was how JS Render is more than just a templating engine, that it gives you some other features as well.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, the beginning of JS Render, and I could have made this course really quick if I just went over the basic constructs, like a for block or an if block. It's got the basic, you know, control flow. But there's some really cool things that JS Render adds. And one of those is that you can do external templates. You can manage your templates that we just mentioned, so in other files, and pull them in asynchronously, either using the new deferred syntax or just the standard callbacks. Or another thing you can do is you can actually, it's got this concept of view paths. So you can dive down into nested templates and pull values in from higher level templates, which is really cool. Mm. And I talk about that in the view paths, nesting, and context changes module. And the final piece, which I think is really, really cool, in the last module of the course, I talk about how you can create custom tags and use helper functions. So where a lot of libraries take you 80% of the way and they drop you off and say, you know, you really can't do any more than this, you have to extend the library yourself. With JS Render, it says, you want to create some kind of a custom tag of your own, you know, the for block or the if block's not enough. I actually show how you can create a couple of different custom tags, such as a star control. You want to create a star control so your value stored as 5 in the database, but show 5 actual stars with images. Mm-hmm. I can show you how to do that. Or you can create your own helper functions, which is just a function that JS Render can refer to on its own. So these are some really nice features that you can really extend JS Render without having to extend the library itself. You just create your own functions inside of it.
Hmm. And it sounds like those would be reusable and sort of componentized potentially that you could share them across projects.
Absolutely. And in fact, I do that inside the project, the demo project. A lot of the samples share the same custom tags and helpers.
Nice. Great. So this is John Papa with his new course, JS Render Fundamentals. Thanks very much, John.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.